This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And on the line, we also have Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV. There, Wes?
I am, gentlemen. Good morning. Good morning, Eric. Dennis, how are you guys doing?
Doing fine. How is it down there in Florida?
You know, it's not too bad, I have to say. Most days it's either raining or it's really hot. We have a pretty mild day today for us, so I'm enjoying it. How are you guys doing up there?
Snow. Sort of.
Yeah, sort of is sort of the snow. Word.
So we, right. As long as I don't have to drive in it, I'm okay with the snow.
There you go. So we bring on Wes. He's one of the edutainers over at IT Pro TV. He comes on and talks every now and again about what's going on there as far as, you know, some of the training things that are going on there. And, of course, we talk, you know, tech topics. And we wanted to chat with Wes about artificial intelligence. That's kind of been happening a little bit in the news here, Wes, like ChatGPT. Do you have any comments and feelings on that?
I don't know, because I know you guys are probably familiar with HAL, and that kind of scares me a little bit. You know, I can't say, I'm sorry, Wes, I can't do that.
Right.
Lately, it's interesting, though, AI seems to stand for all in. And I say that because if you look at Microsoft with ChatGPT, you look at Google's trying to release something, although it was kind of a debacle because they were just trying to do a press release on something that wasn't really fully baked.
Mm-hmm.
But these are just some examples, you know, of things that are based off of what we were saying even just a couple of years ago when it was just AI, but it's branched out in so many different realms today. Just, you got deep learning, which is pretty much what things like ChatGPT, are. And for those of you, and I know you guys have a lot of good technical users out there, GPT, it's not the same thing for those of you that have UEFI disks. It's not GUID partition table. It just means generative pre-trained transformer. It's a technical jargon for, hey, it can give you text back. You can ask a question, and it can use deep learning and stuff and generate some kind of text that really just kind of mimics the human. And I think that's the scary part.
Well, right. And it's getting its information from wherever the input has happened, right? So there's even discussions about based AI, where because some of the feedback you're getting is quote unquote biased feedback, as far as what you put the question in, you don't necessarily get an answer back that's unbiased. It's interesting.
It definitely is, absolutely. And you can, because if you think about it, it's all got to be programmed from somewhere. There's massive amounts of data being ingested somewhere. Somebody is sitting down and writing these at the end of the day. As much as they like to say, hey, they are intelligent, which they are, we've seen that, but they still have to be programmed. So that there's certain that certain aspect of human element that can get in, and I'm kind of cautious of that because, like you've pointed out, where does agenda get in?
Right.
You know, and we could go on a diatribe about that. But the point being, like you said, where is that influence coming from? And is it going to give you some kind of biased or constrained result?
Or completely wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Now, the other thing, too, is like my son is actually in a master's course for data analytics. And one of the professors in the course has said, hey, if anybody was working on any projects is trying to use ChatGPT, I have a way to run your output back through it to see if it was generated from that. Of course, somebody in his group said, oh, crap, I did that. now, the question is, is there a technology out there that allows for that? I mean, it does seem plausible, but of course, the professor also could have been blowing smoke, which is their job. Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever heard of running the output back through the GPT to see if it actually was generated by GPT?
You know, I haven't heard of that, but don't give me homework now.
Sorry. I was just curious if you might have known that to be real or not.
No, I really didn't. You taught me something. I'm going to have to look into that. That's interesting.
It could just be the professor doing his thing. Now, we also want to talk about LastPass. You said LastPass was getting worse, the story about LastPass in our discussions before we had you come on. What's happening there?
It is. So, and this happened a couple weeks back. Apparently, they dropped a malware on an employee that was working from home and on their personal laptop and sold vaults that had, or a key to a vault that had access to privileged accounts inside of the company. So,
right.
It just, again, and you guys preach this all the time. It's when you put your eggs in somebody else's basket and the basket breaks, you know, what do?
Right. And you shouldn't be connecting to that basket with your own computer. You should be from the basket's company.
That's right. Exactly. Take all that out, you know. So it's just I've moved over to another open source. And again, I don't know if it's a matter of if or when, not if, but I'm using Bitwarden right now. It seems to be pretty good. But I encourage everybody to go in. First of all, change your master password like we talked about last time, just real briefly.
Yep.
Once you do that, go in. You can export your entire file set out of LastPass. You can create a free account in Bitwarden, and you can import the whole thing. And literally within 5 seconds, it'll import your entire list. And what I would tell people is to go through. It really is a pain. I understand that. And change every one of the individual passwords, and then whatever they got, it's not yours. It isn't yours.
Right. Good point. That's a great way to do it. Now, Dennis was curious about your new data science offering that you guys are doing. What's that all about down there at IT Pro TV?
Okay, so this is actually coming out of CompTIA. This is a new thing that CompTIA is doing, and we're not sure if we're going to focus in it yet, but I would encourage people, you know, like you said, with the master's program there, they have something that's called Data Plus, and it's still in beta, and I'm not sure if the exam, you could still take the exam. They did a big beta run on it, and it's about things like it validates competencies and things like mining data manipulation, things like analyzing, doing statistical analysis of data. They're knowing things like databases, where data is being stored at, where it's being transferred to and from, things like ETL, where it's extract, transport, load, all of these various technical jargon, but just a lot of focus on it right now. And that's a really, really big thing. But also, too, is that you can, if you, I know everybody likes security, and that's certainly a really good thing, is that all of this data still needs to be secure, too. So if you add something like security onto that, it just makes somebody very, very valuable in the marketplace. So I would just encourage people to, you know, check it out and see if it's something that you like. If you're one that likes finding a needle in a haystack type, you know, just really hyper-focused, really focused on something, it would be great for you. And if you like finding a needle in a haystack of needles, then even better, just because it's really focused on what you can do with data. And we have exabytes of data now. I mean, just companies, a single company can have that much. But right. How do you make sense of it? How do you make sense of it? And that's going to, I have a feeling that's going to be a very, very good future for people. And this is a good way that you can start to study it and you can do it. You can get into it. And, you know, if you can't afford to maybe go to a traditional college, it's a good way to get your foot in the door.
And that's a good point. I mean, if you think about it, too, for data and the data analytics of this concept is also predicting. So not only knowing where the data is, how to get the data out of it, but how to predict, make predictions about what that data means now and what it will mean in the future. That's another important aspect.
Yeah, definitely. Trend analysis, statistical analysis. I mean, that's how we predict, right, you know, what's going to go on. You know, you have a fleet of 10,000 units out there that are being deployed. Can you save 2% in whatever your electrical cost, gas cost, whatever it might be? Well, pulling all of that data in, that sensor data, you have massive sensor nets and IoT, pulling this information and being able to normalize it, turn it into something visually, and then making it sense. It's data, but it's not information. And if you can make those connections and bring that data back to somebody in something that they can use it as some kind of strategic value, I mean, you're very valuable to these large companies.
Now, there was something I saw at a conference just recently. I just got back from. It's back to the artificial intelligence. It's a company called Pia. It's an Australian company. And they say that they can actually replace big chunks of help desk because they can just have the artificial intelligence solve the issues by just having a non-technical person hit click next through the AI that's built into most tickets that occur, like password resets or issues with printers or issues with networking. Have you ever heard of that, Wes?
I haven't heard of that part, but how does the AI put its hands on the machine that's in the server closet?
Yeah, well, exactly. You need to put it. You need to put an agent on every system for that to work.
Yeah, I've heard that for a lot, and I've actually been confronted by that a lot in my past. In the past, you know, decade or better that I've been doing technical training by a lot of people, because I teach things like A plus, which is break fix technician, Network Plus, which is how you can break fix a network, which I can do both really, really well, by the way. I would hear all these people say, well, those certifications are they're not really valuable. What you want to do is you want to get into all this cloud stuff. And yes, I absolutely, you know, that we might sometimes have a disagreement in certain portions of the cloud, but yeah. How can you? You still need somebody in those server closets. You still need somebody laying the cable. You still need somebody that breaks out a field fusion splicer to splice two cables together that had a core diameter of only 9 microns. Right? I don't know. I don't know that AI can do that. So when they can do that, I'll say that company's probably 100% correct. Until then. We'll see.
I get you. The issue is there's such a shortage of geeks, and we're always talking about how we want more geeks and we want them trained up through your products and other companies that are offering this. And it's an interesting way to approach it if they can knock off some of the more basic, mundane processes. Like, we get folks coming from big insurance companies that want to break into our company and start working for us, but all they've been doing is cell phone password resets for 4 years. They've been so pigeonholed in one thing. And to get like an AI to do that type of stuff and get them off to something more valuable is a good idea. What else is going down there, Wes? Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I love being on here, guys, and I hope you will have me back here, coming up soon. I'm rearranging the studios here, so it's kind of coming together. Love to be back on, and just everybody up there in Connecticut and just the whole New England area, you guys have a great weekend.
We appreciate it, Wes. And if anybody wants some training, go to our website, computertalkwithtab.com. If you click on the link, you'll get 30% off checking out IT Pro TV. It's very valuable. They do a great job explaining things, as you hear Wes talking about it. He's one of the edutainers on there. They got a lot of great folks who make things fairly simple to understand at whatever level you're starting. You know, whether it be A+, Network Plus, like he talked about, to get into the business, all the way up to some really complicated security certifications that I'm still struggling with myself.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That's right, guys. A little more coffee. I'll drink some myself.
So we'll see you.
Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
You too, Wes. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Wes Bryan, IT Pro TV. He's the guy you want to definitely check out if you want to get some training, and we appreciate him being here. We're going to step out for a quick break, get back to more of your calls. Larry, hang on. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. I'm just going to assume we're back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online and do our best to help you out. Let's go right to your calls. We've got Larry in Middlefield next. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, all. Larry in Middlefield here, obviously.
Well, you've got your own sign on it. It's pretty cool.
Right. I'm sitting here with Windows 10 on one of my PCs.
Yep.
And the updates for Windows 11 are ready to install.
Yep.
And the thing is, I'm running ham radio software, Expert SDR2, Sun SDR2 DX. For those listening, you might know what I'm talking about. And I don't want to, if I restart, I don't want to do the update. The concern is Windows 11, this Microsoft thing, if you will, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to, once before when this happened, I caught it in time and declined.
Yep.
But now they're there and they're ready to install when I restart the computer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is there a way for him to stop that, Dennis?
Has it said that the update is installed and it's ready to reboot?
I have my software running right now, but I didn't think so. I don't think I'm at that point. Let me look here if I can find it. Well, probably won't be able to find it because you know what's going to happen. I don't think it was at that point. I think it was the software was there, ready to install.
All right. What you're going to do is you're going to make some changes to the registry that will block it. And after you've made these changes, we're going to post an article about how to do it. You're going to change the registry and reboot the computer. And after that, once it comes back up and you look in Windows updates, you should not see the Windows 11 update waiting.
All right, you're going to post it then. And
we will.
Later today, I'll mess with it because right now I'm in the middle of ham radio.
Yeah.
But, my concern is with all this all the time, with software that I own for video editing and sound, all that. My concern is with these updates like that. And I actually have an old Windows machine, Windows 7, or Windows 10 blocker on it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And I got the blocker from a friend of mine years ago, and it's in the other room. I just use it for basic music and all that, editing, and some software for video, but it's getting tired, so... Actually, I got a newer machine last week.
Yep.
Sold the money cannon and bought a
the money cannon.
Yep. Well, I bought a new machine, a CyberPower.
All right.
Fully loaded with a GeForce 3060 video card in it and all that.
Nice.
And yeah, well, it's sitting there. But anyways,
all right.
long time listener on the show. I like the WTIC programming also.
Well, awesome. It's good to hear from you, Larry, and we're glad you're out there on the ham radio because you're going to be all that's left during the apocalypse. So we do appreciate you being out there for us. And we're going to step out for a quick break. We'll put that link up there for Larry and get to your calls, Dorothy and Neil. Hang on. We'll get right back to you. And another line's open for you guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Green Police. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, Plastic Boy. Green Police.
Battery. Battery. Let's go. Take the house. Come on. Put the rind down.
All right, so.
That's a compost infraction.
This is an old Volkswagen commercial, and I just, it tickles me every time I hear it. And it's a, you know, it's about trying to be green, of course. So you got the Green Police. And Carolyn had asked us a question off air about, you know, her phone doesn't seem to be charging quite right. And she's wondering about the issues with, you know, is there an issue with her battery and how many years should it take? Well, it turns out this is a feature. The folks over at Apple have a feature called clean energy charging, which is enabled by default. And what clean energy charging does is it goes and looks at the carbon footprint forecast for your power grid, wherever you are located. And based on that, it slows down your charging or modifies your charging to try to be done during off-peak times. But if you need to charge your phone on an on-peak time, well, sorry, no power for you. That's just the Green Police here at Apple. So if you want to fix this, you can turn off the clean energy charging feature that is actually causing you the inability to charge your phone because some ding-dong thought that was a good idea. So it's funny she asked the question today. I'm like, I got a feeling, and it's based on, it's on by default if you're running 16.1 of the iOS. So if you're wondering why your phone is not charging well, and of course, what might you also think when you're finding your phone not charging well, Dennis? What might cross your mind as far as what you might do to solve that problem?
Well, you might replace the battery, replace your charger.
Replace the phone?
Replace the phone.
Right. So people are saying, hey, this seems like they're trying to get me to replace the phone. And we already know how they did the whole throttling of the performance of the phone to help you out. So Carolyn now knows if she turns off the clean energy charging feature on her phone, she'll be able to power that sucker all day long. Let's go back to your calls. We're going to go to Chuck in Cheshire next. What's happening, Chuck?
Hi. You got to quickly. I bought a replacement battery for a laptop.
All right.
And I was just looking at the instructions, and it said it had the phrase microprocessor software in battery.
Yeah.
So naturally, since it isn't an OEM battery, and it's obviously cheap, China made, I was concerned that it could be that there's some kind of software, spyware software, malware software, some kind of software that could be in it. Am I crazy or is that possible?
You're not crazy to think that way, but it's probably not the case. There's probably just software in there to help regulate the charging and the management of the battery.
Well, the hardware, the firmware in the battery wouldn't be able to communicate with anything other than the motherboard. So
that means
no matter what, if they put any malware in there or anything, it isn't going to go any further than talking to the power controller on the motherboard.
Okay.
I mean, that's as far as it'll ever go.
Right. And of course, if you want to start talking crazy, right? I mean, then what could it do? Could it overload the circuits, Dennis, and burn down his house? I don't know.
Well,
it could
definitely mess with the power control inside the computer, but it's not going to get any further than that.
The bigger concern, actually, believe it or not, is for those cheap Chinese batteries is the quality, right? Are you going to have a quality issue? It's going to warp or bend and overheat.
The
and have
physical
issues.
Quality of the battery itself.
Yeah.
Well, I because when I keep the old battery is completely drained. It's an old laptop.
Yeah.
And when I keep it plugged in, it generally works. That's a whole other issue because sometimes it just shuts down out of nowhere because I think one of the screws is loose underneath.
Yep.
So I got to find screws. But, in case occasionally I need portability, I want to be able to just use it. I'm not going to be using this, every day because generally I could use it while it's plugged in.
Yeah, check the reviews on where you bought it to see if they've had any issues with the quality. And if they haven't, you're sure you're probably fine. But it is good to think the way you did because, like, Supermicro was found to have a little extra processor on the board that they didn't ask for and when it was built in China. And so it is not unheard of having these, countries intervene.
Matter of fact, NSA was doing that to Cisco routers that were being shipped out.
Yeah, they were actually intercept
them in transit, secretly put a little chip or some other kind of hardware into the router and then let it go on its merry way.
Yeah, so you're not crazy, Chuck. You haven't watched too many movies.
Well, it's just so overwhelming the things that can be done now that you never know where things can be snuck in.
Right.
But I just want to follow up on that really quickly because you were mentioning read reviews. I actually, one of the reasons that caused concern was that I kept getting these emails from the large mail order company that I got it through that, reminding me that asking me my opinion of it and then reminding me that I only have 30 days to return it. And I don't usually get that with anything that I buy from this giant of retail.
Right. I usually do.
I'll get reminders to do a review of something once in a while.
That's not unusual.
Yeah. No.
Okay. I guess I just don't shop as much on it.
So. You're a lucky man.
Can I just ask you one more quick thing, or do you have other calls?
We have other calls. Some folks have been on for 20 minutes, so I want to get to
All right, I'll call back.
Thanks, Chuck.
Next week, then.
You got it. All right, bye-bye. All right, let's help out Dorothy if we can. She's been on a while. What's going on, Dorothy?
Hi, I have some security questions you've been talking about. In the past, I've heard you mentioned that WebRoot wasn't so wonderful and for people with PCs to use Defender. What about a Mac?
Well, I mean, Mac has a free ESET. You can use a free ESET AV, and that's fine.
Yeah, ESET, and I think we've also recommended Sophos.
What is it?
Sophos. It's spelled S-O-P-H-O-S. That is a British security company.
S-O-P-H-A-F?
O-S.
O-S, okay.
Sophos, Sophos.
I say Sophos.
Potato, patata.
What about for an iPad?
Same idea.
ESET.
Yeah.
ESET, I think, is the one.
And also for an Android phone?
Same deal. Mm-hmm. For the mobile devices, it would be ESET.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you post that for me, please?
We absolutely can.
Okay. Another question. My husband had a strange incident. He thinks it's strange. He uses a computer just for his secure stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was using it on battery. It wasn't plugged in, and the battery went off.
Yeah.
It shut off. And when it came back on, Microsoft had a message saying, you might want to consider changing your computer. And he got nervous on that. Why would that even come up?
I have not seen that message before.
I haven't seen that either.
I don't know if that's true or not that he did that it would say that, but I believe you. We'll have to look up to see if there's any kind of message like that. Your system crashed. I've never heard of Microsoft being so helpful to say, oh, by the way, you should buy a new computer for me because I need to live in a more healthy machine. How old is that computer, Dorothy?
3 years.
3 years. That's still a young machine.
Yeah.
So you should.
And he doesn't use it for anything else. He doesn't go on anything. No email, nothing like that.
That's smart. Yeah, especially for what he's using it for. So I would have to look up that message. I've never seen a message like that in my career that says you should replace
your computer. You might want to consider buying a new computer.
Wow.
Help
the NASDAQ buy a new computer. That's my line. I don't know. I've never heard it. It does seem odd to me. I think Dennis is trying to find it, but we haven't found it yet.
Okay.
But I would not listen to Microsoft.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. You were just talking about that clean energy thing. Will they do that also on an iPad?
You should look. They could, but the story that I saw, it was all about iPhones. And if you're running 16.1, it's on by default and will mess with your charging because of the carbon footprint forecast of when you choose to charge. So, yes. Imagine if that was a car and they did that to you. Sorry, you need to get somewhere? We can't charge you right now. The carbon footprint forecast is too high. Yeah.
Wow. We're in trouble.
We are. We're all going to be walking. We're going to have holes in our shoes.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Dorothy?
Okay. Well, thank you for your help. I'll just look up ESET then. You're going to put
Yeah, we'll put
on.
Some links for you. Yep.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Clean energy. Clean energy feature. It's a thing, guys. That's why your phones aren't charging fast enough if they're Apple. Google, they don't care. Let's go to Neil in Newington. What's happening, Neil?
Hi, guys. Hey. I'm remodeling my 40-year-old house.
Nice.
And I've removed all the sheetrock, and I'm doing insulation.
Wow.
But now, what a time to wire a house, so I'm calling the experts.
Yeah.
What do I do? Do I... wire to a TV, my TV or to a doorbell, security cameras. If you were talking to somebody who was building a new home, what would you do for wiring?
We'd tell them to run Cat6 wiring, Cat6 data wiring, and we'd tell you to run it to where you might put cameras, IP cameras, where you might put TVs or computers, have at least a drop in every room. Would be nice. A drop is a data wire, sorry. Female connection on the wall there, going back to what's called a patch panel. And the patch panel should be numbered. So like if bedroom two would have the little female wall outlet would have a 2 on it, and that would correspond back to a patch panel down in your basement or wherever that would have a 2. And now we know that bedroom 2 is that connection. You put a switch down there, and now they're all energized, and you are one happy camper.
Okay, and that's better than doing wireless all throughout the house, which is what I've been living with now for the last 10 years.
It's vastly better to have wired. If you're doing this, everything's torn apart, but you can do wireless too. There's great wireless access points. If you want to add wireless, which you should, consider having the access point mounted even in the ceiling, if you wanted to get that crazy, next to the smoke detector. I'm just kidding. somewhere central of your building. So you can do both, okay. Neil. There's no reason you can't. You get the walls open.
Yeah. So clarify for me a little bit, the central access wireless port. So we're talking about the router or the firewall. I should put that in a central location of the house, and you suggest the ceiling because that's easier to reach both.
Yeah, no, not so the router is going to sit like your most prominent appliance in your home, right? Somewhere in your living room, and it can have the wireless antenna sitting right there. But an access point, let's say you have another floor, it'd be like the size of a little disc. Like if you look at Ubiquiti, they're going to be like little saucers, and you can mount those to the ceiling, you can mount them to the wall, whatever. The Wi-Fi signal goes down. It'll broadcast down.
And if I do Cat 6, that's going to take care of cable television demands also. Is that right?
It will, because you'll stream. You're going to stream, right? You're not going to use cable TV. You're going to stream. Cable TV is dead.
Okay.
All right, Neil?
Great answer. Thank you, guys.
All right, enjoy.
Okay, fine.
I'm jealous. I wish I had more drops in my home. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to Dave on the call here. We're here till noon. We'll be right back. Noon. We're here till 11 o'clock. We'll be right back. And we are back. We're here till 11, and Dave's on the line, so let's get to his call as fast as we can here. What's happening, Dave?
Morning, guys. Nice to talk to you.
You too.
I have currently an HP Envy, a 17-inch. Beautiful machine. It's got an i7 with 8550U with a 1 terabyte hard drive with Windows 10. My issue is I would like to get something smaller to use for traveling. This thing is just too big to be carrying around. I've been looking at some models and the 2-in-1s, the laptops. I'm thinking about maybe a 14-inch and seeing all sorts of stuff out there, and just want to get some feeling from you guys as far as what you might recommend.
I love the EliteBook 360s that are out there. They should still be out there. Mine's a 12-inch display and very portable. And very, very powerful laptops.
And HP. Who makes those? HP. Okay.
Yeah.
I noticed they've got a couple of them out there. How do you feel about the 2-in-1s that are out there?
Well, I mean, this will flip into a tablet if that's what you're asking about. I'll flip it over and it's touchscreen. It can be a tablet. I don't really use it as such, but it is usable.
Mine does that too, and I really don't use it as a tablet very often.
But it is beautiful as far as being a very portable device and powerful, and the battery's great. I mean, I run it here in the studio, full power, no savings, and it runs for hours and hours. So,
yeah, I think I want to get something that's somewhat compatible with what I have. I like the i7. I want to get a decent hard drive, not a hard drive, but a SSD in it now. Been seeing, as I've been looking at models, about EVO?
Yeah, it's a chip, part of the chipset.
Yeah, it's apparently they have to meet certain requirements for Intel on these, and are these supposedly better than something that's not an Evo, or what are they?
We don't really use them much, but it has to do with. It looks like it talks about maybe even the battery as far as some benefits there, but we don't really pay attention too much to that. Being worth it or not. It might benefit the battery life and how it manages it. Evo certified laptop is what you're kind of talking about.
Yes, exactly.
For me, it's not that important. It's really more important to have the performance. Looking here, basically 11th gen processors will have that available. So you're going to probably find it across a lot of laptops these days. But I don't think it'd be any kind of decision-making aspect of for me.
Okay, very good. I wasn't sure on that one. Now, I think I'd like to stick with something that's got an i7. Which i7s would you recommend?
All right. So each laptop's going to have its own make and model, right? How many cores it needs or offers, gigahertz speeds. You're trying to find a good gigahertz speed, maybe in the 2.5 gigahertz or better for performance. Cores, I mean, you're not doing data analytics on the thing, right? So, I mean,
no.
4 cores is probably good.
Well, I was going to say very few programs are even designed for multiple cores.
Yeah.
So 4 should be
more than enough
for pretty much anybody's home use.
So look at the price point there as far as that high gigahertz speed. You know, you want to look at your RAM, get 16 gigs of RAM or more. I'd tell you to put more RAM in versus higher cores.
Yes, absolutely.
And then solid-state drive, obviously, an M.2 drive will be in there most likely.
Okay. Now, I was looking at some of the HPs, and you recommended the Elite Book. Yeah. I see they've also got a Spectre 360.
Yep. Same.
And they have an
those
N
are good. Those are very good models.
Look at them, yep.
Okay. Would you, the Elite Book versus that, any particular thoughts on
Not
it?
Not really. Just look at your price point and availability now.
Okay.
All right.
And some of the brands I was looking at, the HP, obviously, Lenovo, Acer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you HP guys?
We're going to stick with HP.
Yeah.
I've always had them myself, and I've been very happy with them.
All right, Dave, we got to go. I hope that helps you.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the help.
You're welcome. I want to thank everybody for joining us on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Wes Bryan for joining us from IT Pro TV. I want to thank Carolyn for producing and even asking a question. That's awesome. Everything's posted over there by Mike G over at our Twitter page, and Dennis posted everything over at Computer Talk.
Remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you guys next Saturday.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.